I'm Alexandra DiTrolio, the director of the Society of St. Ives Catholic Center for Human Rights, a Catholic legal aid center, is speaking out on a new Israeli law. The new law allows the government to rescind the permanent residency status of Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The Society's director, Rafael Rofa, stated the new legislation goes against international law because East Jerusalem is occupied territory and the new regulation requires non-citizens of Israel, quote, to be loyal to a country they are not citizens of. Under the new law, the three reasons residency can be repealed are if the original status was given under false pretenses, if the person endangered the public's safety or security, or if the person betrays the state of Israel. Democrat Conor Lamb is claiming victory over Republican Rick Saccone in a Pennsylvania election that has been closely watched by both parties. A number of ballots are still being counted in a vote that is extremely close. The district is one that President Trump won by 20 points in the 2016 election, and this race was seen as a possible precursor for the upcoming midterm elections later this year, of which the winner of this race will be up for re-election. Democrats must flip 24 seats currently held by Republicans in order to gain control of the House. This Pennsylvania district has been represented by a Republican for the last 15 years. The UK's Prime Minister Theresa May has announced that 23 Russian diplomats will be expelled from the country. It's the largest expulsion since the Cold War. The UK will also sever contacts with the Kremlin, have cancelled a visit from the Russian Foreign Minister, and British ministers and royals will not go to the World Cup this summer, which is being held in Russia. The decisions follow a nerve agent attack on a former spy and his daughter in southwest England and a lack of response from Russia after May gave them a deadline of midnight to explain how a Russian nerve agent was used in the attack. Catholic Mobilizing Network, a Catholic advocacy group working to eliminate the death penalty, has used the case of an Alabama inmate's botched execution as evidence of the flaws in capital punishment. The inmate, Doyle Lee Ham, has sued the state of Alabama over the incident and is asking for his death sentence to be vacated and to not be given another execution date. His lawyer stated that a second attempt would not only be a violation of double jeopardy laws, but would also be cruel and unusual punishment. CNN released a statement saying there was no justification for Alabama to allow, quote, this cruel and unnecessary execution to take place. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.